This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Hi, this is Bob Lentz, manager of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Ford Motor Company has the exclusive offer for Illinois Farm Bureau members. Get a $500 bonus cash savings off a vehicle MSRP towards the purchase or lease of any eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicle. Certain eligibility restrictions apply. See your Ford Lincoln dealer for complete details and qualifications. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today for this and other great benefits.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre. Soybeans averaged 20 bushels to acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer is there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM. To discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
Did the company providing your oxygen supplies go missing, not providing enough supplies, or not showing up for equipment maintenance? Call Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville, your local provider of in-home oxygen, concentrators, and portable oxygen. They take the time to understand your needs and concerns. Call Michelle's Pharmacy for your oxygen supplies in Carlinville, 854-4022, or Gillespie 839-9901, or visit michellespharmacy.com.
First of all, in our farm news on this Tuesday morning, the DTN General opening call, corn 6 to 7 cents higher, beans about a nickel higher, wheat about a dime higher, the overnight crude oil market, $1.57 higher at $100.35, Brent crude $1.58 higher at $112.33. The February gold contract $8.80 higher at $1,738.80, while the U.S. dollar index 0.337 lower at 78.83. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed at 644¾, that was down 2½. May wheat closed at 658¾, down 3. July wheat closed at 671¼. That was down 3½. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 631¾, down a dime. May corn closed at 637¾, down 9¾. July corn closed at 641¼. That was down 9¾. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1185¼, down 33¾. May beans closed at 1195¼, down 33¼. July beans closed at $12.05. That was down 33¼. March soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at $3.1270, down 95. May meal closed at $3.1480, down 91. July meal closed at $3.1740, down 90 cents. March soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at $50.25, down $1.34. May oil closed at $50.69, down $1.33. July oil closed at $51.10, down $1.31. March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at $2.92. That was down 6¾. May oats closed at $2.93¾, and that was down 6¾. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois cut grain prices ended lower on Monday afternoon, with soybean sharply lower. Beneficial rainfall for the South American crop and improving crop conditions sent soybean futures down. The sharp drop in soybean values also weighed in corn and wheat prices. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 10 cents lower at 6.24 to 6.40, and soybean bids dropped 32 to 34 cents at 11.58 to 11.75. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 10 to 11 cents at 6.29 to 6.52. Soybeans declined 34 to 36 cents at 11.69 to 11.89, and soft red or winter wheat fell 2 to 5 at 6.31 to 6.45. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills reported those corn bids mostly 10 to 11 cents lower at 6.29 to 6.40. Soybeans dropped 32 to 34 cents at 11.70 to 11.72, and wheat prices fell 2 to 3 cents at 6.40 to 6.60. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mostly 8 to 9 cents weaker at 6.32 to 6.41. Soybeans dropped 26 to 32 cents at 11.85 to 11.92. And new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery down 3 to 4 at 6.36 to 6.52. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 8 to 9 cents lower at 6.52 to 6.54. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 32 to 33 cents with quotations at 12.04 to 12.06. Soft red winter wheat ended steady on Monday, ranging from 6.59 to 6.60, and the Milo ended 4 cents lower at 6.31 to 6.32. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
February hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 86.45, down 22. April hogs closed at 87.15, down 22. May hogs closed at 96.02, down 15. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 123.92, down 77. April cattle closed at 127.75, down 70. June cattle closed at 126.85, down 32. March feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 145.35, down a quarter. April feeders closed at 156.60, down 22. May feeders closed at 157.55. That was down a dime. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
The closing livestock reports for Monday, January 30th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gilts closed $1.47 lower. Carcass-based price range is 76 to 86, weighted average 80.17. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 11,000. Illinois direct brown gilt trade was steady to dollar higher at 56 to 61, a few up to 62. Illinois direct slaughter sows mostly steady to 2 lower. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at 50 to 56. 450 to 550 pounds at 53 to 58. Over 550 pounds at 55 to 58, a few up to 61. Today's estimated receipts, 1,325. Friday's actual, 725. Pork carcass cut up, 83.91. That is up 65 cents. Estimated daily livestock slaughter into federal inspection. Hogs today, 406,000. Last week, 427,000. A year ago, 381,000. Cattle today, 114,000. Last week, 123,000. A year ago, 121,000. Box beef cutout values were weak to lower on light to moderate demand and moderate offerings. Total movement today, 135 fabulous is 44 trim. Choice, 182.88, down $1.25. Select at 178.68. That is down 54 cents. There was a special feeder cattle sale at the United Producers Auction down at Salem, 1,082 head sold. Trade was active with good demand. Feeder steers, medium and large frame 1s and 2s. Part load averaging 422 pounds, value added at 167. 450 to 500 pounds at 160 to 166. Load averaging 574 pounds, 160 and a half value added, and a load averaging 692 pounds, value added at 149, with a part load averaging 798 pounds at 140. Holstein steers, large frame number 3s, weighing 300 to 350 pounds at 125 to 131. 400 to 500 pounds at 119.5 to 125. Load averaging 548 pounds, value added at 127.5. Heifers, medium and large frame 1s and 2s, weighing 450 to 500 pounds at 143.5 to 146, with value added at 148. Load averaging 558 pounds, value added at 148. Part load averaging 656 pounds, value added at 140, with a load averaging 719 pounds, value added at 140, and a part load averaging 795 pounds at 128, value added. At the Hamilton's Madison County Ag Hay Auction on Saturday, 2,734 bales sold. Compared to last week, small squares of alfalfa hay sold mostly 50 cents to dollar lower, while alfalfa grass mixed hay traded steady to firm. Grass hay sold 1 to 2 lower, with wheat straw 50 cents lower. Alfalfa premium quality small squares at 520 to 660, with good quality at 380 to 510. Mid squares, 3x3s at 86, and large squares, 3x4s at 91. Alfalfa orchard grass mix premium quality small squares from 660 to 780. Mid squares, 3x3s at 81 to 85. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares at 440 to 580. Mid squares, 3x3s at 75 to 80 and a half. Mixed grass, good quality small squares sold from 410 to 540. With mid squares, 3x3s at 75 and a half. Large rounds, 4x5s at 51 to 66. Corn stalks, good quality small squares at 260 with fair quality large rounds, 5x5s at 26 to 31. Wheat straw, good quality small squares at 2.25 to 260 with mid squares, 3x3s at 24 to 25, large squares, 3x4s at 35, and large rounds, 5x5s at 30. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service, returning you back to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, January Class 3 milk closed at $17.10, unchanged. For February, $16.68, up 4. For March, $16.70, down 2. January butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at $158.25. That was up a quarter. For February, $151.50, down 1.25. And for March, $156.25. That was down 3/4. Non-fat dry milk for January closed at $139.75, unchanged. For February, $136.50, unchanged. And for March, $136.25, unchanged. Spot prices for Class 3 milk, $18.77. For butter, $150.50. That was down 4.5. And for non-fat dry milk, $138. That was down 7 cents. Wrapping up Part 1 of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, $6.37. For February, $6.35. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, $6.29. For February, $6.29. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January, $11.68. For February, $11.65. Wheat delivered to Scottville for January, $6.19. For more information, contact Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Once again, the pre-opening prices, corn at Greenfield, $6.37, corn at Scottville, $6.29, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $11.68, wheat at Scottville, $6.19. That's all for Part 1 of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Whether you're in municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services, your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at CTEMI.com.
As the weather turns cold and the temperatures drop, your diesel engines work harder than ever. Now is the time to get the diesel fuel that works as hard as your equipment, FS Diesel X Gold. It gives your engines the power and protection they need all winter long. FS Diesel X Gold can be winterized with SureFlow 4, which ensures maximum performance during the coldest winter temperatures. See M&M Service Company for the diesel fuel that gives your engines greater power, protection, and fuel economy. Give your engines FS Diesel X Gold. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies later on today. There is a slight chance of a shower this afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 50s. We will have southwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, cloudy skies with a chance of showers, low temperatures in the low 40s. And for tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, the high in the mid-50s. Your extended weather forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy skies, a chance of rain Friday night and Saturday. Low temperatures in the low 40s, high temperatures in the low 50s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Our temperature, 45 degrees under partly cloudy skies. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. In our farm news this morning, Illinois Department of Agriculture Acting Director H.W. Devlin invites Illinois corn producers to submit their views and opinions on a proposed corn checkoff referendum at a public hearing. This will be held February the 21st. The Illinois Corn Marketing Board is proposing to enhance marketing and promotion of corn by increasing the checkoff amount by a quarter cent per bushel. This would increase the current 3/8 cent voluntary checkoff rate to 5/8 of a cent per bushel. Growers would still have a right to a refund. Copies of the proposed amendment to the marketing program are available through the Agriculture Department's Marketing and Promotion Office. Those unable to attend this hearing may submit written comments by February the 17th. They should be addressed to the Director of Agriculture, Post Office Box 19281 in Springfield. The zip is 62794. And once again, this public hearing will be held on Tuesday, February the 21st, in room 66 of the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Administration Building on the fairgrounds in Springfield. The Illinois Association of Agricultural Fairs held their annual meeting in Springfield over the weekend. From the Illinois Farm Bureau, Rita Frazier reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting Ag News here on WSMI. Last weekend, the Illinois Association of Agricultural Fairs annual meeting in Springfield. Tom Moore, a Jersey County farmer, ended his 2-year term as president of that group. We caught up with Tom at the convention as he looked back on his 2 years and talked about the importance of county fairs in promoting agriculture.
It's all about, you know, educating, agriculture education, giving the folks that are not close to agriculture a chance to see how it works at, you know, in each individual fair. And then besides that, you know, our county fairs are such an economic engine for each county, especially a lot of them with smaller towns. It's very important to their businesses, that week-long fair for each year.
We know funding has been the issue of the day, but isn't it amazing the stories, the projects, and the energy that you have felt from the county fairs north to south?
Oh, it definitely, you know, and I've went to several fairs from the north to the south, you know, and they all face the same challenges. But if you go back in history, we've always faced challenges of keeping it going, and we have our ups and downs. But to watch young people exhibit their livestock, you know, that's what it's all about, especially for me, because my family, that's where I grew up with. And to see families work together and young people succeed in life afterwards and the challenges, get them ready for the real challenges in life.
We're just visiting about some of your Jersey County Fair Board members, and maybe for the general population, they're not aware that one of the highlights of a county fair system is those volunteer fair board members. You don't get much better.
Oh, you sure don't. That's what makes county fairs great. That's what the money we do get from the state goes so far. Last year, we got $4.8 million for 100 county fairs. Well, now, that's not a lot of money, but the reason we can do that is because of the volunteerism. We had our annual meeting in November, and we had 200 people there that participate some way or another at volunteering to make our fair a success.
When you give up your presidency, what will be your thoughts that you will share with that board and maybe to your next president?
We need to get more young people involved on our boards. And in my last article I wrote in Tent Talk, which is our magazine we put out, I really encouraged them to, you know, to look at new members. And I went back to when I first started, took over as treasurer of the Jersey County Fair. That was in 1987. Every officer was under 30 years old. I felt like we've made a great, our fair has really improved over the years. But now we're facing that same deal. We, you know, we don't have a lot of people. We have a lot of people volunteering, but it's hard to find young people that are willing to serve on boards.
Tom Moore of Jersey County, congratulations to Tom for a great term as president and his lifetime commitment to county fairs in Illinois. For WSMI and RFD Illinois, I'm Rita Frazier.
On the AM Live program Monday morning, our guests were Christy Miller and Michelle Hallers of the Post-Secondary Ag Students Group. They talked about how it got started.
Illinois PAS actually started as students with agriculture purpose. They kind of lined up with those bylaws, and then after a few years, we lined up with National PAS. So
okay, so this is a national organization.
Yes, yes.
And it's only been like the past 30 years it has been in just the state of Illinois.
As a national, part of a national
I see.
Organization. But we are approved by the U.S. Department of Education as part of career and technical education.
That's great.
So we are recognized nationwide.
And you also would probably get help maybe even on a national level in, say, some of your job searches when you're done with school, right?
And, you know, that's the thing. When we go to national conference, they have a career fair as well. But they're going to have Land O'Lakes. They've had agcareers.com, which will give you a listing of different areas that you may be interested in. They've had Coon North America. It just kind of varies year by year on what they have. And as a matter of fact, talking about national, we do have two past Illinois State vice presidents as national officers this year. And that's Ted Ballard, and he's from SIUC, and Jesse Nussbaum, who's from Kaskaskia College.
Now, how many kids do you have involved in your group now across the state?
We have over 456 members.
What's the future hold, do you think?
Well, we're expecting a lot more people. A lot more members. Our membership has definitely risen in the past 3 years.
And the state conference for the Illinois post-secondary ag students will be held this Friday and Saturday at the Northfield Inn in Springfield. And for more information about the group, the website illpas.org. Everyone knows milk helps build stronger bones. Liz Hodge reports on new research that may have discovered a new way to build strong bones.
With the Animal Research Minute, I'm Liz Hodge in Washington. Did you know blueberries could help you build stronger bones? Well, according to the USDA, researchers have found that compounds in blueberries could have a powerful effect on the formation of strong, healthy bones. In studies with rats, scientists discovered polyphenols, the compounds that give blueberries their color, could help build strong bones. What we eat during our youth and early adulthood affects the development of our bones and the risk of us developing osteoporosis or other degenerative bone diseases later in life. This study with rats could help people at risk for developing these bone diseases. Thousands of scientists are working with animals to solve human diseases, improve animal agriculture, and enhance the health of our companion pets. Learn more at researchsaves.org.
A couple of other notes in our farm news this morning. Low cattle supplies in 2012 are expected to drive up beef prices for the second year in a row, stretching consumers still coping with higher unemployment and modest wage increases. The Agriculture Department reported Friday there were about 91 million head of cattle in the United States on January the 1st, which was down about 2% from a year ago, the lowest level since 1952. Scientists in Israel have developed a way to use satellite images to help farmers detect small-scale change in climate and improve their harvests, a method that could increase global food supplies rather than analyze the weather and topography of large swaths of land. The new system divides fields into smaller microclimates that guide farmers on how to best work each plot. We'll keep you updated with the commodity markets throughout the day on WSMI and WSMI FM 106 beginning this morning at 9:32. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.